There you are. Hello, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. So what does it mean to be a good listener? I think we all think it's important to be good listeners, right? Let's continue learning how to be a good listener in our lesson titled The Art of Listening. Yes, it is described as an art. So here's the question for you. The first question is, what's the 70-30 rule? All right, you're going to find out. Here's another thing you can look out for. How do you ask the right questions? There is such a thing as a right question. Okay, here's another thing. Repeat what the other person said. Repeat what the other person said. Yes, you may repeat what I just said. That is a good way to practice your English. Friends, open your magazine. Let's begin.
The Art of Listening. Being a good listener means letting other people do most of the talking. Try the 70-30 rule. You listen 70% of the time and talk 30%. An essential shortcut to effective listening is asking the right questions. They can help others convey their ideas more clearly. Here are some tips. Ask open-ended questions. These questions can't be answered with a simple yes or no. You want to get people to talk as much as possible. Try questions like, "Tell me about," or, "What do you think about?"
Welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 essential 这个形容词。essential 是指必要的或者是不可或缺的。注意这个字的字首的 e 发短音的 e 念成 essential。例如 creativity is essential in the fashion design business. 创意在流行时尚行业是不可或缺的。或者是 sunlight, air and water are essential to plants. 阳光、空气、水对植物而言是不可或缺的。Essential 也可以当名词，例如 The cabin is equipped with essentials for mountaineers. 小木屋里面有登山客所需要的所有的必需品。继续我们看的是 shortcut 这个名词。Shortcut 是指捷径，例如 Daniel took a shortcut to school today on his bike. Daniel 今天骑单车抄了捷径到学校。或者是 If you're always looking for a shortcut to success, you'll find you'll fail in the end.如果你总是要抄捷径得到成功，最后你会发现自己一定会失败。
Yes, it's important to be a good listener. Rebecca, I believe you said you are a good listener, right?
Absolutely. I am a very good listener. When you talk to me, I give you my undivided attention. I make good eye contact and...I don't get distracted, most of the time.
Okay, well then, Rebecca, since you're such a good listener, what was one of the things we heard about just now in the first reading?
Let's see. Being a good listener means letting other people do most of the talking, but try the 70-30 rule.
Yeah.
That's what you were referring to, right?
Yeah, you had to read it. You weren't really listening carefully.
Hey, Gabe, let's try the 70-30 rule right now.
Well...Rebecca, is it really essential for us to try the 70-30 rule?
Essential! Now that is what I'm talking about. That is a great word. And what does that mean? It just means that something is very important or necessary.
That's right. Now, if really important, actually there are many words that are kind of synonyms, right? Crucial, essential, important. But here we're talking about this key up word, essential. Okay, it's from your word bank.Now, for example, another way you could use that word is when you're making something sweet, like cookies or cake, sugar is an essential ingredient.
Obviously, Gabe, if you're making something sweet, you need sugar. I have an even better example. Are you ready for this one? Okay. When making peanut butter cookies, peanut butter...is an essential ingredient.
Rebecca, Yes, obviously, Rebecca. Peanut butter is an essential ingredient when you're making peanut butter cookies.
Right, just like peanut butter is an essential ingredient when making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Exactly. Okay, well, friends, there are other ways you can use this word essential, of course. Here we're reading about an essential shortcut to effective listening is asking the right questions. Or maybe when you're talking about relationships, you might think about things like honesty. Being honest is essential in any relationship if you want to have a good or a deep relationship.
That's right. Now, Gabe, I have a question for you. What is the difference between listening and hearing? Because you might hear something, but you're not necessarily listening, correct?
Correct.
You're not necessarily listening correctly?
Yes. I am not. You're right, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. There is a difference between hearing something and listening. Well, let's take a look at what the guys have to say about that in the Info Cloud. Let's join Steve and Ken now.
Today, let's take a look at two very simple words, listen and hear. Do they mean the same thing?
Well, here's a sentence that might help make things clear. I was listening to the radio when I heard the phone ring. Why do we use listen with radio and hear with telephone?
Because with radio, you're paying attention to what's being broadcast. But the ringing of a telephone is something we don't expect. In other words, listening is an act that we can control. Hearing is something we cannot control. Your ear will hear the sound of the telephone whether you want to or not. But you can decide if you want to listen to the radio.
Right. Another way to look at the two words is that listening is active and hearing is passive. Now, there's also a usage difference. When listen has an object, we need to use the preposition to. You listen to someone or something. I like listening to music, not listen music.
Right. Now, the word hear in this usage is a transitive verb that does not require a preposition. Here's another usage note. Hear is not used in a continuous tense. Instead, use can hear. For example, I can hear you, not I am hearing you.
Right. And finally, the person who listens is a listener, but a person who hears is usually not referred to as a hearer. Even though there is such a word, it's very seldom used.
Hear 跟 listen 同样都是听，差别在哪里？ Hear 指的是不刻意的听，听到，而 listen 呢是集中注意力，聆听的意思。还有 hear 是及物动词， listen 通常是和 to 连用，所以我们可以说 I was listening to the radio when I heard the phone ring。当我正在聆听广播时，我无意间听到电话响起。Listen 的人叫做 listener， 聆听者。Hear 的人虽然有 hearer 这个字，但这个字很少用。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Okay, Gabe, let's see if you are really paying attention. What is the difference between the two words, listen and hear?
Of course I was paying attention, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. The difference between those words is listen is spelled L-I-S-T-E-N and hear is spelled H-E-A-R. Yep, I was listening carefully.
Okay, Gabe. That was a great answer, but I'm not really sure that's the answer I was looking for. Try one more time.
Okay. Well, when you're listening to somebody, then you're really paying attention to them. You're giving your full and undivided attention. And of course, when you're just hearing something, maybe you're using your ears, but you're not really listening carefully. Is that a better answer?
Gabe, that was great. Great job. Now we can move on. Continuing with our lesson, we read, they can help others convey, they referring to the questions that you ask, can help others convey their ideas more clearly. And here are some tips. What kind of tips? Well, tips to ask good questions. And the first type of question we have is open-ended questions. What is an open-ended question?
Ah.
Yes.
This is a good question, Rebecca. An open-ended question is a question where your answer could be maybe a little broader. Okay, so for example, you're not just asking a question that has the answer yes or no. So like how and why questions, right? Those are good open-ended questions. How did you and someone meet? How did you and your husband meet? How did you and your wife meet? That would be an open-ended question.
What a great example. Here's another one. What would you like to do tonight? Or how are you feeling? These are great questions to get the other person talking about a particular subject. And of course, we have close-ended questions. Mm-hmm. What are close-ended questions? Those are questions that end with either a yes or a no. For example, do you like cheese?
Yes.
Okay, good. Do you study every day?
No.
Okay, great. One more. Do you want to go to the movies?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Awesome. But the problem with closed-ended questions is that it doesn't really get the other person talking.
Uh-huh. You're right about that, Rebecca.
So, Gabe, how does our lesson continue?
Well, yes, Rebecca, you want to have open-ended questions. Try questions like, tell me about, or what do you think about something? Of course, that first one, tell me about, isn't really a question, but it does get the other person talking. Friends, we have more to learn right after this. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning more about the art of listening today. It's important to be an active listener. One thing our lesson suggests is to try the 70-30 rule. That's where you are listening 70% of the time and talking 30% of the time. So let's practice that right now. I will talk 30% of the time and you talk 70% of the time. Go. I'm just kidding. I need to continue talking because I'm the only one here right now. Another good thing to do when you're listening is an essential shortcut our lesson mentions, that is asking the right questions. One example of a right question is an open-ended question, a question that gets the other person talking and saying more than just yes or no. Right? Right. Okay, well, let's continue to learn more about the art of listening.
The art of listening. Ask for the other person's advice. Questions like, what would you suggest? Everyone loves to be asked for advice. Repeat what the person has said. This prevents misunderstandings and shows the other person you are really listening. Everyone loves a good listener. Be one, and everyone will want to be your friend.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 advice 这个名词。advice 是指建议或忠告。注意它的字尾是发 s 的音，念成 advice。例如 ,Eric always asks for his father's advice when he needs to make big decisions. 当 Eric 需要做重大决定的时候，他总是请他的父亲给他建议。它的动词是把字尾的 ce 换成 se, 变成 advise。字尾发 z 的音，例如 Timmy's family doctor advised him to take a vacation to relax. Timmy 的家庭医生建议他休假放松一下。最后我们看的是 misunderstanding 这个名词， M-I-S 是一个否定的字首， understanding 是指理解，所以 misunderstanding 就是指误解或误会。例如 after talking face to face, the two best friends resolved their misunderstanding.经过面对面交谈之后，这两个最好的朋友之间的误解就化解了。或者是 There must be a misunderstanding. I'm sure I made my appointment for today. 这中间一定有什么误解，我很确定我的预约是今天。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So remember, it's very important to ask open-ended questions, not just closed-ended questions, when you're trying to get the other person to talk. Well, let's learn about another type of question that you can ask someone, and that is, ask for the other person's advice. That's actually a very good tip. And you want to know, Gabe, something that I feel like is really important. I think it's important not to offer your advice to someone unless someone actually asks you.
That is good advice, Rebecca. Thanks for sharing that bit of advice with everybody. Yes, advice is a great word from the word bank. And you see this related word, advise. That is the verb form. To advise someone means to give advice about something. Okay, so you can give advice to someone. If someone gives advice to you, you can say you are taking their advice if you do what they say.
That's right. So let's think of some examples or ways that we can use these words. I've got one. For example, my mom advised me to study journalism at school. I thought that it was a great idea, so I decided to take her advice and I studied journalism at school.
Well, that sounds like great advice. You took her advice or you followed her advice. Now let's take a look at this word advice as a plural. What is the plural? Well, actually, it's still advice. You don't really add an S on the end of this word. If you want to talk about more than one, then you would say pieces of advice. Your mom gave you a great piece of advice, Rebecca. I'm sure she gives you lots of pieces of advice.
Yes, she definitely does. But you know, when I was younger, my mom, she used to give me advice all the time. She used to tell me what I should and should not be doing. And finally, when I reached a certain age, she realized that it was better for her not to offer advice until I actually approached her and said, "Hey, Mom, what do you think about a certain situation?"
Okay, so that goes with what you were saying earlier about not just sharing your advice with everybody whenever you feel like it. Wait until someone asks for your advice. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, we see something else here in this next sentence. It's a related word, okay? We see the sentence, questions like, what would you suggest? Okay, so that word suggest is kind of a related word with advice, or advise, actually. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're suggesting something, you're giving an idea to somebody. When you're advising someone, maybe it could include a little more wisdom. It's based on facts. Okay, but these are related words.
That's right. Now, here's a good example as to how you can use this word suggestion. It is such a beautiful day outside. We should go and do something. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I do have a suggestion.
Oh, yes.
Yes, one thing you could do is go on a picnic or maybe even go on a hike. That is just a suggestion. You don't need to do that. That's just my suggestion.
Well, that is a great suggestion. I love being outside, and since it's beautiful, I think I will go out for a hike. Great suggestion.
Thank you. Yeah. You could take my suggestion or you could follow my advice. We use those words take when we're talking about a suggestion and the word follow or take when following someone's advice.
That's right. Or maybe you're in the middle of planning, let's say, a Christmas party or a birthday party. Mm-hmm. You might approach one of your friends and say, "I'm planning this surprise party. Do you have any suggestions as to how we can decorate? Or do you have any suggestions as to how we can make it a real surprise?"
Well, Rebecca, I do have a suggestion right now. I say we continue moving on here. Everyone loves to be asked for advice. And why is that? I think it shows that you value your friend's opinion. It also shows that you admit you don't know everything. And I think this is something important for us to do, admit we don't know everything.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit. So let's go check it out. That was so funny. And hey, are you even listening to me?
Well, of course. I'm an active listener.
Thanks. Now, as I was saying...
Go on.
What are you doing?
I'm looking you in the eye. I'm concentrating on you.
Oh, well, as I was saying, I...
Wait, let me put away my cell phone and give you my undivided attention.
Okay, now here's my story.
Go ahead.
I
promise I won't interrupt. Nobody likes interruptions.
So, as I was saying...
I can be sensitive without saying a word.
Great.
Not...
So, about my story.
Not one word. Wait, I have a question. So, what were you feeling? Do you have any advice? What do you suggest?
I suggest you let me talk.
Sure. But... To prevent any misunderstanding, let me repeat what you just said.
Repeat? But you haven't let me say anything.
Actually, you've talked for 70% of this conversation.
But you kept interrupting.
Well, now, it's my turn to tell my story.
But...
Oh, shh. Now listen carefully. You'll love this story.
Active listening is a skill we can all master with time, but it takes practice. The 70-30 rule is a good one to start practicing. In your next conversation with a friend or family member, try to listen 70% of the time and talk only 30%. Another good habit is to ask the right questions. They can help others convey their ideas more clearly. But what makes a good question? Try to ask open-ended questions. These questions can't be answered with a simple yes or no. Try questions like, tell me about, or what do you think about? Seeking someone's advice is also a good way to show you care about them. Get their input or suggestions on something that matters to you. Finally, repeat what the person has said. This can prevent misunderstandings. And remember that everyone loves a good listener. Be one, and everyone will want to be your friend.
So Gabe, if I want to be a better listener, what would you suggest me doing?
Huh? What were you saying?
Gabe, put your cell phone away. If I want to be a better listener, what would you suggest me doing?
Well, first of all, don't spend all your time playing on your cell phone. Friends, we have more to learn next time right here at Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.